for me, there is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And he came out and graduated. He's prosecuting you, Donald. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home.
It's crazy. And you know what? The police can do it. They can stop it. But they have to be allowed to do their job.
There they are. This guy.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. Nice to see you.
Hi, President. How are you?
How are you?
Nice to meet you. God bless you, man.
Movie star.
Thanks so much.
Going to be a movie star, huh?
Thank you.
How are you, everybody? Nice to see you. This is a great group right here. You don't get better. Good photographer, brother.
Yeah, right?
Huh? Good photographer. That's a nice crowd you have out there.
Yes, sir. Well, they
understand
we
have to invite them in
by the
place out, right?
Well, yeah.
Anyway, great. Nice to see you all. Yeah.
Thank you.
How the bodega's doing?
Great. I mean, we've been having a lot of crime. And we really appreciate that you're here to support because we, the Bodega and Small Business, we've been working hard, we've been supporting. We launched a campaign in 2020 saying we support the community and the NYPD, we need law and order. We really appreciate that because we know that you are pro law and order and you always support the small business.
Right.
So it's really our
Well, thank you for visiting our stores.
Businesses, our communities, our people.
It's
more than 1,000 words. It's millions of words that care about all Americans.
Yeah, well, it's my honor. I tell you, you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
And bravery, too.
President Trump, what are the first things you're going to do when you take office to address the inner cities of America and give them hope to restore the American dream? Atlanta, New York, Philly, Chicago, D.C.
We're going to come in and number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. And we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Other cities do, but this city, I love this city. And it's gone so bad in the last 3 years, 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out. So running for president, we're putting a big hit for New York. We think we can win New York. With 500,000 migrants to pour in and take over the parks. They took over your hotels. They take over everything. It's no good. And you know what they've done? They've destroyed so many people. The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs. If you look at the unemployment is good for migrants now. It went up 10%. All migrants.
and they're in our country. Now, they're coming from prisons. I don't know if you know. They come from mental institutions. They come from prisons. They come from places you don't want to know about. They're coming from jails and prisons, mental institutions, and insane asylums. And you have massive numbers of terrorists coming into our country, all because of Biden. And by the way, this trial that I have now, that's a Biden trial. They want to keep me off the campaign trail. But based on what I'm doing, I think there's more press here than there is if I went out to I like the police have to be able to do their job. The police in New York are great. They have to be able to do their job. They have to protect these people. Because I just met, look at this young man. And he's got his son who looks like he's a movie star. He's much better looking than the father. And the father looks better. And you know what? He says he's robbed all the time. I said, how are you doing? He said, well, we're robbed all the time. It's a beautiful place. He's robbed all the time. Nobody's ever seen it. It's Alvin Bragg's fault. Alvin Bragg does nothing. He goes after guys like Trump who did nothing wrong. Violent criminals, murderers. They know there are hundreds of murderers all over the city. They know who they are. They don't pick them up. They go after Trump.
Sorry.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument, which means we'll never have peace in this country because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office because they can't beat him on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped this up against him again, and we'll have no peace. When all you got to do is figure out a way to beat them on the issues, but you haven't been able to do it.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Here's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Wednesday, 17 April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. It is a day that Judge Emmerichon takes off every Wednesday or does other court business on Wednesday. So there is President Trump is not in court today. This will be his for the next, I don't know, 6-8 weeks, probably through Memorial Day and into June. This will be when President Trump has the campaign, unless we do what President Trump did yesterday. I want to give a hat tip to Jason Miller and Stephen Chung and President Trump's team and the others, because it's a very thin bench over there, very, very small staff, not a lot of resources spent. The bodega visit yesterday was just magnificent, and this is what needs to be more of. And I want to thank my staff here, the producers, and also Real America's Voice in Denver. That was the best encapsulation of where we are. Joy Ann Reed and the elitist over at MSNBC, and in every second of every day now, they're just laughing it up. They love this. They can't get enough of it. But she just, you know, she said the, not even the quiet part, she's up in your face. I mean, one of the most racist things I've ever heard. And just, you know, smirking and laughing. And then you saw President Trump out with the people up there in Harlem in the bodega. And to show his the difference between how the media is trying to portray him and the man himself, not just outside and the love and the support he has, but when he goes inside. That's a very famous bodega here in New York City, where the that was where the owner or the proprietor tried to defend himself, and they were going to, you know, Alvin Bragg, and this is why it's perfect symbolically. Alvin Bragg was threw that guy in jail instead of the perpetrator, the one that came and attacked him. So it was a perfect example of the tale of two cities, the elitists of which Alvin Bragg and Tish James and Eric Adams are just the running dogs of. The globalist power elite that controlled this country and controlled New York City and wanted to defeat, not just defeat President Trump, they want to destroy President Trump. This is not a political campaign where they just want to simply beat him at the ballot box. They want to obviously destroy him. And then you had at the end Stephen A. Smith, the sports analyst and commentator and media figure. He is no Trump fan. He is no fan of Donald Trump. He is no fan of the MAGA movement. And I think there in less than 90 seconds, you had the perfect distillation of what this is about. They can't beat him at the polls. They can't beat him on the policies. This is what Smith's saying. If you continue down this path, you're never going to beat him, because you're not using what we've traditionally done in this country to on policies, on your positions, on your vision of where you see the country going. You have gone, and this is why on Saturday I did coup d'etat Saturday with the coup d'etats, and particularly on this one, the combination, I did Kennedy first and then Nixon. And Nixon was about the federal judiciary, DOJ, the Hill staffs. Obviously, Kennedy's was the deep state. Trump is the combination of that. Stephen A. Smith is telling them up front, if you use these methodologies to take down Trump, you don't win. You actually lose. Now, our task and purpose is to make sure that there is no defeat, and it should not be lost on you. The crickets, because this is the great unmasking. Look at the crickets out there in Conservative Inc. Look at the crickets on Capitol Hill. Where's the full-throated defense, not just of President Trump, but of this entire process? This is why Mike Davis is working on right now this the issue, and we're working with some fairly dialed-in people about this criminal conspiracy and preserve your documents. This is a criminal conspiracy to destroy Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. It's obvious between what's happening with President Trump and what's happening with the J6 and the J6 situation. You saw that yesterday in the Supreme Court. You've seen how they're trying to get ahead of what the Supreme Court's going to do on the Fisher situation. On Capitol Hill, you see the same thing. They are not prepared ever to lose to MAGA. Right now on Capitol Hill, all of these positions, the pattern recognition is very simple. They're doing everything to thwart Trump upon his return as the 47th president of the United States. And you don't see any full-throated defense of President Trump at all. You know why? The Republican establishment wants Trump as gone as much as the globalist elites, because they are part of the globalist elites. Stephen A. Smith. I mean, Joy Ann Reid and Stephen A. Smith bookend with Trump in the middle, with the people. Look at that love. Look at that outpouring. And look at the personal contact. Look at the connection between President Trump and the bodega owner. That's what this fight's all about. Today's a day off in the Star Chamber in Lower Manhattan, but it ain't a day off in the war room. And it's certainly not a day off about this abomination that's being foisted on the American people. We have crossed the Rubicon, and we are, ladies and gentlemen, in uncharted territory. Financially, with the invasion on the southern border, geopolitically, but unfortunately, most importantly, in our own country, where the deep state intends to crush MAGA and President Trump. Hey, folks, if you watch War Room, you know we talk every day about the geopolitical and other forces driving the price of gold. There are actually a couple of reasons this is happening. Let me walk through them. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January 2021, cost of living is up 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now significantly north of $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down, and a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold Group. Secure a portion of your savings now with gold, and do it from Birch Gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of your pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold also. Just text Bannon to 989898 and claim your free info kit to protect your savings in a time of turbulence, instability, and uncertainty. Do it today. Take action, action, action. Birch Gold Group. Text Bannon at 989898.
Is going to matter more yes. than the trial, ultimately, if I had to guess. But I agree with you, and I do think that generally when you're thinking about the trial, that, you know, again, we sort of think about the most hardcore folks. Who are the people at the MAGA rallies? Who are the, you know, they're not determining the election.
Right. That's right.
he's going to get millions and millions of votes and 42% plus, somewhere 43, 44. The Occam's razor here is when you're under trial in criminal court for a serious felony, it's not good for your campaign. And that's basically my takeaway.
And that is a
that nobody is coming to save us. And this is really this fundamental test of the not just the American system, but the American character. What's also important to keep in mind, beside the fact that you know no unicorn is coming over the hill to rescue us, is this is not going to be over after the election. I mean, I think it's vitally important to defeat Donald Trump, but we shouldn't be under any illusion that even in fact he is defeated. That this is going to be over. The reptile is going to be with us for a very, very long time. We are still going to be on a knife's edge, and I think that this is going to be something that we're going to struggle with for a very, very long time, because, you know, as I was listening to Eddie, I was thinking, of course, you know, these things have been with us for, well, the entire history of the country. Mm-hmm. But I do worry that something is fundamentally broken in American culture and American society, and that we haven't come fully to grips with that. Donald Trump is obviously a cause of much of what's happening now, but he's also a symptom. And so what broke so fundamentally that we've been having that we have to have these conversations over the last 8 years, that there is a possibility that this country could take this particular course at this particular time in history. So I'm really glad to hear Eddie's argument, because I do think that we do need to look in the mirror and say, okay, this is our ultimate test, and it is not by any means certain that we're going to come out with flying colors.
Charlie Sykes, part of Conservative Inc. and now analyst over at MSNBC, he's absolutely correct, with one caveat. And this is where you can smell the fear. We're going to win, and they know that. We've hit an inflection point. The MAGA movement's ascended. Think about it for a second. They've got President Trump on, what, how many criminal charges for, what, 700 years in prison to take his business? The other day, they're saying the bond company's not the bond guy putting up the money is not legit. He can't put up the money. On every aspect of President Trump, they're trying to destroy, because they understand that he is a populist nationalist and is a new day in America and to throw out the globalist elitist that have destroyed this country. Don't take it from me. See what you see. See what you see happening in these major cities. See what you have happening on the invasion of the southern border. See what's happening in the Middle East. See what's happening in Ukraine. The world's on fire right now. Gold broke $2,400. Is that a single indicator of something? No, but it's part of a pattern of some of the smartest people in the world and the smartest central banks in the world are trying to hedge this massive turbulence we're going into. And the turbulence is that the little guy is not going to take it anymore. They're not going to participate in this phony process where you just have selection of leaders that continue to do the same thing and to lead the country to destruction. Huge analysis out now that we cannot sell the treasury. They can't refinance that one third that has to be financed every year, kind of on a continual basis, because they won't sell long-term bonds, 10s and 30s, as we call them. They do it short term. Huge analysis coming out that it's unsustainable. IMF the other day, our path is unsustainable. What's unsustainable? The massive federal spending. Actually, the third-party groups are saying, hey, anything on the economy, all these kind of phony popping numbers is all because of this massive Keynesian stimulus that continues. On Capitol Hill, Polly Pockets, Johnson hasn't come out with his plan. Remember yesterday we had good on there, probably overnight this morning? No. Now he's called for another leadership meeting this afternoon to get a, like his what he calls his war cabinet or his kitchen cabinet, whatever he calls it. Because he's bound and determined, because he's a neocon, and the neoliberal neocons control this country, not people that put America first, and particularly not people put American citizens first. American citizens first. That is what Stephen A. Smith is saying. Stephen A. Smith is telling the elites, what he says, his liberal friends, that this is not, and Sykes is saying the same thing, you're not going to defeat MAGA like this. You simply empower us. This is why, too, and I didn't think they were two great days in court. Because the judge, I think this jury does not look like to me, a fair jury. When a guy says, first of all, the first guy answers, I think he's an Irish guy from Ireland, when he says, they can all be fair and stuff like that. When somebody tells me he watches Fox and MSNBC, I don't buy that. They're not, they're very few. We do here at the War Room as a professional duty. I don't know if citizens actually watch Fox and MSNBC. That's what he answers. Oh, yeah, I watch MSNBC. You better watch Fox, too. As bad as Fox is. So after two terrible days, Trump goes yesterday to the bodega, and right there you see the strength of MAGA in New York City. You see the strength of Trump and the human connection he has. And how thankful we ought to be that he made the conscious decision. Please remember, when he's sitting there every day in that courtroom, with, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years of prison time in front of him, his decision to come back and to save his country is the reason he's there. If he had just gone back to Mar-a-Lago after they stole it, and if he had been a good little boy and they gave him the big book deal and went down and had some 60 minutes remembrances of Trump, they would have still hated him. But they realized that they had caged him and that MAGA would just crumble. That's the same thinking the Republican establishment and these and the folks have in November. If they can just get past November and defeat Trump, this will all go away. You'll all be so disappointed and so, oh gosh, it happened again. That's not going to happen. One, we're not going to lose him. We have an obligation to him for his heroic move. And I will argue, and dare anybody come up against me, That's one of the most heroic moves of any American in the history of this country. Now, there have been hundreds of thousands, if not millions, on battlefields throughout the world. Let me take out personal physical courage in the moment of battle, because there you have the United States is unparalleled in valor and courage. But what Jack Kennedy wrote about, profiles in courage, go back and look at Jack Kennedy's book, read that book, and compare General Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Donald Trump. And they understand this movement gets stronger every day. Why? We have more empirical evidence, and we can share it, and people's eyes are opening. The African-American community, the Hispanic community, the Asian community. Our coalition is broad, and it's deep, and it's ascendant. And we're not going to let the naysayers, we're not going to let the haters, oh, no, you can't have this group, and you can't, no. No. We are kindred spirits. We may be separated by ethnicity or religion or color or race or whatever you got, but we're kindred spirits. Go to these rallies. Go to where President Trump, look up at Harlem right there yesterday. Kindred spirits, and that's what they hate. And we understand the game, and the game's been explained now to the American people, and the more they have information, this is what Thursday's about tomorrow. Is how do we use this show? How do we use the people and the contributors? How do we use this knowledge to be able to promulgate it to you that then you can promulgate it to others? Because that is part of the Great Awakening. In the common sense of the American people, which historically has been unparalleled in human history. We became the most powerful nation in the history of the earth. More powerful than the Spanish Empire, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, the Chinese Empire, the British Empire, the French, the Portuguese, the Aztecs, name it. Go back through, down through all the empires in the history of man. The most powerful nation, not just on this earth today, but in the history of this earth. How was that done? It wasn't done through royalty or aristocracy or elites, although our elites historically have had the common good more in mind than today, it's the little guy. That's the power of this country. It's not immigration is our great strength, multicultural strength. The great strength is the American people, the common sense, stick-to-itiveness, and grit, cussedness, stubbornness of the American people. That's what this fight is against. This fight is the globalist elite against the American people, the little guy. Hey, and I'm long the little guy. I'll take the over on what this movement can do and what we're about to accomplish. And they understand they're losing. That's why this is a desperate, desperate, desperate ploy to imprison Trump, to bankrupt Trump, to destroy Trump. And they hope in that to destroy Trumpism and everything President Trump stands for. We are unbeatable. We will never be beaten. The only way we're beaten is if we quit. Short break. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever. And now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset, that would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine."
Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument. Which means we'll never have peace in this country, because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office, because they can't beat him on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped this up against him again, and we'll have no peace, when all you got to do is figure out a way to beat him on the issues. But you haven't been able to do it.
Stephen A. Smith there again is so powerful. I want to play it again. He's an incredibly powerful voice, not just in the sports world, but culturally. Stephen, the only thing wrong with it, not wrong, but they can't beat us on policy. They're globalist. We're America first and America's citizens first. Look at any metropolitan area. Look at the destruction that's going on. Look at yesterday's City Hall, where thousands of illegal alien invaders brought in here by the Biden regime and invited in here by the global elites because they want lower wages, brother. That right there is the ticking time bomb to destroy the African-American community and the Hispanic community in this country. Citizens in this country should get they should be preferred stockholders in the nation. Not common stockholders, preferred stockholders. It's not simply America first, it's America citizens first. You've got all the obligations. Hell, we freed half of the world or three quarters of the world between World War I and World War II and the Cold War. We're the only nation on earth that has cemeteries all over the world. You go to the Philippines, go to Europe, go to Asia. What other nation on earth has its best and brightest buried on American soil that's been deeded to us, but in foreign countries and foreign lands? And for all that, you're at the bottom of the barrel? You come last? It's not just America last, it's American citizens last. And they pick up everything. So, Stephen, they're doing this because they can't beat us on policy. And the more that we're having an awakening of every ethnicity, every race, and every class in this country makes us more powerful and them weaker. And that's why they will try more and more desperate measures. Look at the courts. Look at the judiciary. I had Julie Kelly and Mike Davis on here last night talking about how they're already trying to end run the Supreme Court when they rule against Fisher in this bogus, you know, official proceedings. They're already working how they're going to get around that. Just like on Capitol Hill, they're working nonstop, nonstop. I've had to stop Trump once he's reelected. And this would be Republicans, not just the Democrats, because you can't think of Republicans and Democrats anymore. That is an old way to think of politics. It is populist nationalism versus elite globalism. Very simple. Everything, if you look at it, all falls into that. And we're ascendant. Because on our side happens to be a group of folks called American citizens, and two-thirds of this country is MAGA. Some of them just don't know it yet. They will know it. Look at the power of what President Trump did at the bodega yesterday. Mike Davis, today's an off day. I'm not thrilled where we are in the court. I'm just not. In the jury, I look at some of these jury guys. Somebody fills a form. He watches Fox and NBC. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if there are many people. I don't. We have to do it. We're forced to do it. I don't know people that do it. I certainly wouldn't put somebody in a jury that said that. I would think maybe that's an answer he's doing because he wants to be on here. Mike Davis, your assessment. You know, there are two fights going on here. One is in the courthouse, which is obviously rigged. And then there's the other, President Trump taking it to the streets, which he did yesterday. And that was a show of force. If you haven't noticed that, MSNBC, I take your number two pencil out. That was a show of force. Mike Davis, your thoughts on where we stand on the first day off of what looks like, I think, could roll all the way past Memorial Day in June. And MAGA's got to be prepared for that. You got to be prepared for that. And this is going to get a lot worse in this jury selection. Trust me, they're bringing in every gun they got on this, because this may be the only shot they get at him. Mike Davis.
The first 2 days of this unprecedented criminal trial of a former president who happens to be the leading presidential candidate, it was predictable and predicted by us for nearly 2 years here on the War Room, and that is, there is no way in hell that President Trump is going to get a fair trial in New York City with this Soros-funded Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, who campaigned on the fact that he was going to get Trump. They brought this bogus legal theory against President Trump that took bookkeeping misdemeanors that are time barred, meaning beyond the statute of limitations by many years. At best, misdemeanors, bookkeeping misdemeanors. I don't even think there are bookkeeping misdemeanors. And they transformed these bookkeeping misdemeanors at best into 34 felony counts against President Trump. The prior Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, declined to pursue this bogus legal theory. The Manhattan U.S. attorney declined. The Federal Election Commission declined. Alvin Bragg himself declined. And so Matthew Colangelo got deployed from the number three office in the Biden Justice Department, a former top political operative and political appointee for Biden. And Tom Perez, the former Obama civil rights head, and Tom Perez, the former labor secretary, and Tom Perez, the former DNC chair. And then Colangelo went to work in the Obama White House as a labor relations advisor to Obama, and he went to work for this Democrat attorney general in New York. Matthew Colangelo is the key figure here. He is the key operative who went from the Biden Justice Department to Bragg's office to bring these unprecedented criminal felony charges against Trump. They're before this Manhattan Democrat.
Hang on. You're supposed to be spreading this gospel, the gospel according to War Room and Mike Davis on CNN right now. Why? I just noticed we were getting ready to rip your CNN hit with Jim Acosta, and I got Adam Kinziger up there smirking and laughing. And why is Mike Davis sharing his wisdom as he does daily here in the War Room when you're supposed to be in makeup up in CNN and on there? Because CNN's audience needs to hear about Matthew Colangelo. You know, our folks now can give you the dates of when he was actually number three in the Justice Department because of your work. The two people that seem to be crickets on this is CNN and MSNBC and on Capitol Hill, where I don't understand why the criminal conspiracy, I don't understand why Matthew Colangelo has not been called down to testify. I mean, Jim Jordan got something started a couple of months ago, sent a couple of nasty letters over where, but nothing. Why is this not being shared with the American people? Of course, here we're doing a War Room, and the War Room Posse is doing great because now Matthew Colangelo is like a thing, right, because of you. But why did CNN cancel you? Why did they take Kinziger over you, sir?
Well, I would say this. I was booked on CNN last night. They wanted me to come on Jim Acosta's show today at 10 a.m. Eastern, and I found out right before the show that they want to cancel. I would say this. Maybe it's because today is Jim Acosta's birthday, and I was going to go give his viewers a big birthday present. I was actually going to give them the real facts instead of the fake news that Jim Acosta presents to his dumb sheep viewers every day. And I was actually going to have a lot of conservative viewers tune in to CNN for the first time in many, many years to watch this hit. And, you know, maybe Jim Acosta doesn't want these CNN sheep viewers to know that Matthew Colangelo got deployed Justice Department to bring the zombie.
Hang on. The Fox primetime audience can barely handle Mike Davis. CNN would have they'd vapor lock. They would go, what planet is this guy coming from? Matthew who? What is this? Seconded from DOJ? Why is there crickets? Okay, we understand. So Jim Acosta doesn't have enough guts to have you on to speak truth. He's going to have a good replacement, Adam Kinzinger, part of this because J6. And, of course, he got turfed out. Right. The odds against him were so bad he quit. Why is there crickets everywhere else? Why is there crickets? There should be a firestorm every day. You saw President Trump go to Harlem. He's beloved, absolutely beloved by the people. Why is there crickets in the first off? I don't know why the RNC every other day is not filing some lawsuit here. Where's the RNC? Where's the Republicans on Capitol Hill? The last time I checked, we controlled the House. Why is there crickets everywhere in every official Republican, including 2/3 or 3/4 of Conservative Inc. media, sir?
I would say right now with Kinzinger on CNN, maybe Jim Acosta can use his COVID mask to wipe away Kinzinger's tears on CNN right now. I bet you Adam is on there crying. Maybe they have to change Adam's diaper for January 6th. But I would say the reason that, remember what this Democrat judge did, this Manhattan Democrat judge, Juan Merchan, who donated to President Biden in 2020, who donated to another anti-Trump cause, whose daughter, Lauren Merchan, is a leading Democrat consultant and campaign fundraiser who's working for Biden and Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff and many other Democrats. This Lauren Merchan, the judge's daughter, has raised nearly $100 million for this criminal trial. She's profiting from this thing. And CNN doesn't want its viewers to hear this. This judge, Merchan, put in an illegal, unconstitutional gag order on a criminal defendant on President Trump, which turns the Constitution on its head. Gag orders are supposed to protect criminal defendants so they get a fair trial, not to gag them so they can't exercise their constitutional rights under the First, Sixth, and 14th Amendments to speak out about the judge, the prosecutor, the witnesses, their staffs, their biases, the process, especially when that prosecutor and that judge are so clearly partisan and they've politicized and weaponized the justice system against a criminal defendant who happens to be the leading presidential candidate. You will not hear any of this on CNN because they are the problem. They are part of the Democrats' lawfare and election interference against President Trump, because these Democrat judges, these Democrat prosecutors, these Democrat witnesses, these Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C., and Atlanta, these Democrats regime spokespeople like at CNN, they fear American voters on November 5th, 2024. They know American voters are going to put President Trump back in the White House. You're even seeing President Trump going up to Harlem, to a bodega in Harlem, and getting a hero's welcome. If that doesn't send chills down the spine of every Democrat in this country, they're not paying attention. This is going to be a wave election. This is going to break bigly for President Trump on November 5th, 2024, so long as the Democrats aren't able to put him in prison for the rest of his life.
Mike, can you hang on 1 second? I know you got to bounce and get a plane, but I'm just going to take a minute or two on the other side. Gold broke 2,400. It's a 24.5. Going to bounce around. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go there today. Short break. Mike Davis on the other side. I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author,
is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to RickardsWarRoom.com. That's RickardsWarRoom.com now to see the video.
Your host, Stephen K. Bann.
One of the reasons gold's bouncing on a macro level is, and now there's tons of analysis coming out, we're having a, as we warned, we're having a tough time selling U.S. Treasuries from the Treasury Department to fund these massive deficits. And Johnson and these guys are sitting there talking about $100 billion more on top of a $7 trillion, almost $7 trillion of spending they just approved, including a $1 trillion defense bill. And he wants $60 billion more for Ukraine. It's got to stop somewhere. We're the ones that have to stop it. Do we want to remove Johnson as Speaker? No, we got other things to do. But may we be in a situation we must remove him as Speaker? Yes. Russ Fote's got a tremendous tweet. I'll read it in the next hour. We're not looking for these fights, but we're not going to back down from these fights. IMF, every big hedge fund, people are talking about the unsustainability. What word of unsustainability? Not of energy or the climate cult, unsustainability of our financial situation. And it's going to, when it snaps, and already this is why inflation won't go away. This is why you can't get control of this thing until you take on the massive federal spending. Biden's up there yesterday in Scranton, came and draw a crowd, tiny little crowd, 100 people, 150 people. And CNN's got Biden there, and he's going today. He's talking about tariffs on China. Got to have tariffs on China because he's going to go talk to the unions today. And they got a big headline: Biden selling his economic populism. While Trump's in court? Economic populism? Are you kidding me? Everything he does is for the credential class and for the elites. Hell, he's from Delaware. It's a federal court and a post office box for all the global corporations to have their headquarters because they won't. They play lollipop up there with them on enforcing what should be enforced. It's a joke. He's the senator from the credit card companies. Always has been. Not a populist. He's a total complete buffoon. Selling his economic populism. This is how much they're afraid of populism. This is how much they're afraid of economic nationalism. They will try to co-opt this. Oh, we're trying to do this. No, you're not doing it. Stephen Smith, that's the reason. If they had the policies that were sellable, they would come out and try to sell the policies. They won't because they're not sellable. When you go through them, now they're trying to bribe everybody with the $1 trillion of student debt. They're going to buy off all the credentialed buffoons that can't get jobs to pay off the debt. Mike Davis, I know you got to bounce. We need the War Room, Real America's Voice, Charlie Kirk, Posobiec. There are a number, David Zier, the whole team there, and there's other operations and of course, influencers that are all over this, but it's generally crickets. And President Trump's going to have to put it on his shoulder. I would have hoped that others would have taken up the mantle, but it's just not happening. And one of the reasons is that in reality, they don't support Trump. They want him gone. Okay, they want him gone. And if they got to step back and say this is so terrible that Manhattan's doing this, then that's what will happen. Don't let the cowards aren't fooling anybody, right? And this is crickets right now because this is, as you've said, this is the end of the. This is the end of rule of law. This is what they're doing to Trump is republic ending. What they're doing to their debt is republic ending. What they're on the invasion of the southern border are republic ending. And you know why? I'm seeing a pattern. Hang on. I'm seeing a pattern. I got it. They want to end the constitutional republic. See, even an Irishman can get it right sometimes. Mike Davis, your closing thoughts. I know you got to bounce. Jim Acosta's loss is the War Room posse's gain, as always. Your observations, analysis, and where do people get you? Article 3's on fire. I want people to go there.
We've said this for nearly 2 years on this show, Steve, since the unconstitutional home raid on President Trump for presidential records he's allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act, that this Democrat lawfare, this Democrat election interference, these four criminal cases against Trump, the civil fraud for non-fraud, the Jean Carroll defamation from some nut job trying to make money, these are Republican-ending tactics. And I would say to these Republicans, particularly these Republicans in Congress who tend to be the biggest cowards in America, if you think that the Democrats are going to go away with this lawfare, if Trump goes away, you do not understand 100 years of Marxism with 100 million people who have been killed by Marxists over the last 100 years. These are today's Democrats are leftists. They're not liberals. They don't believe in free speech. They believe in censorship. They don't believe in equality. They believe in equity. They don't believe in due process and equal protection under the law. They believe in a politicized, weaponized justice system. And if they take out a billionaire former and likely future president of the United States, our country is done. They control every institution in America, including now even the military. The one institution they don't control is the Supreme Court of the United States. And if Biden or Kamala or Michelle Obama or whoever the hell they put up to drag Biden's decrepit old body across the finish line, if Democrats win, if Trump does not reclaim the White House on January 20th, 2025, it is over. It is game over America. The Democrats will take control of the Supreme Court. And if you think COVID lockdowns were bad and BLM and Antifa riots were bad, just wait. Just wait until they pack the Supreme Court, they control the Supreme Court, and there goes our God-given right to speak, to associate, to worship, to protect ourselves. We are going to become the hunted if Trump is not back in the White House and Democrats take control of the Supreme Court. Everything is on the line on November 5th, 2024. Yeah. And these Republicans need to toughen up and get out there and support President Trump now. And that includes making a criminal referral on Joe Biden's obvious criminal conspiracy here with his Justice Department officials, his White House officials, these Democrat prosecutors, and these Democrat judges, and these Democrat hellholes like New York, D.C., and Atlanta to violate President Trump's civil rights and the civil rights of so many others like you, Steve Bannon, like Peter Navarro, like the attorneys working for Trump, the January 6th supporters. This is an obvious criminal conspiracy to violate civil rights, to interfere in the election, and Republicans in Congress, state AGs, people need to start stepping up. 2 years ago, but definitely right now, we are in a criminal prosecution. We are this week the first criminal trial against a former president and likely future president. Man up, Republicans.
Article 3, where do they go?
Article3project.org. Article3project.org. Donate there and our socials on that.
Fighting Mike Davis. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Birch Gold. Gold hit an all-time high again. Go find out why. Birchgold.com/gold. 90 seconds back.
Tax Network USA is pure war room for solving your IRS tax problems. If you owe back taxes, COVID was your lucky break. Tax court shut down, the IRS paused, and you skated. Well, baby, that party is over. The IRS is adding 20,000 enforcement agents, basically tax cops. Honest, hardworking Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Rich people have tax lawyers and you don't. You'll pay up plus interest and penalties. Tax USA Network has brilliant war room type strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. Never call the IRS yourself. You're at their mercy. You could sit on hold for 6 to 8 hours and get hung up on. Grind you for all your back taxes plus interest and penalties. Tax Network USA attorneys have a preferred direct line to the IRS. They know which agents to talk to and who to avoid. If they get difficult agent, hey, they just call a different agent. Tax Network USA learned of a limited-time special IRS offer. The IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. Find out if you qualify before it's too late. Schedule your free confidential consultation with Tax Network USA. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. Think about that. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debts. They offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Now call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. And visit Tax Network USA. That's TNUSA.com/Bannon. TNUSA.com/Bannon. Make sure you take action on this today. This IRS grind is only going to get much worse.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.